Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A rookie takes more than seven games in the NFL to get adjusted. He is progressing just fine, and it's no surprise to us. You see that in the offseason. He's 21, I think, years old, but he acts like a 31-year-old. Like he's been in it for 10 years, and he's back there making calls. He's back there encouraging guys in the locker room, all this stuff, and you can see why he was so high on the Ravens board.
So that's Kyle Hamilton talking about his partner at safety. Well, one of them, because they do play three safeties. But he's talking about Malachi Starks. And it takes a while to adjust the NFL. Kyle Hamilton knows that as well as anyone, because I'm old enough to remember Marcus Peters chewing him out on the field during that Dolphins debacle his rookie year. And now Kyle Hamilton, it's quite possible he's saving their season 2 years in a row doing two different things. If I ask you, is he the most important Raven? I guess you can push back with Lamar is the most important Raven. But next to Lamar Jackson, is Kyle Hamilton the most important player on this football team?
I think he absolutely is. I don't think there's a whole lot of question about that, especially now that they're in a world that doesn't include Nnamdi Madubuike. And Jones is playing well.
Yeah.
But if you were to say they had to play a period of time without Madubuike and without Kyle Hamilton, I would say, well, this isn't even the same defense again, and we're probably back to where we were in late September, or, early October, which was adrift at sea, which was
it was bad,
a Bob. Team you could run on and throw on and do. Yeah. You could beat them on first, second, and third down. You could beat them between the 20s. You could beat them in the red zone. I think we start having to look at something like that. He is kind of multiple football players in one. Saying all that, they should know him better than anybody, and they should know his importance to the defense around the box more than anybody. So the fact that they're like,
well, they did this in season again.
Three safeties. Yeah. Bah, who needs it?
Yeah.
We'll just play Kyle back there.
We'll play Sanusi Kane.
Yeah. No, I think he absolutely is. And obviously the quarterback is its own category, but like, could they beat some bad teams with Snoop?
Well, they beat the Bears without Lamar.
Now, could they do it week after week after week? No. But like, as a one-off, a couple of weeks, I think maybe they could, and everybody, there's this thing where people elevate their play without a quarterback. But I think if you took Kyle Hamilton off this defense right now, with no Madubuike, especially, with Marlon about maybe to go under the knife for a few weeks, I mean, I feel like he's their best. I mean,
he's one of the best defensive players in football, Jason.
He's their best linebacker. He's their best safety.
Might be he's their best pass rusher.
He's their best nickel. He's one of their couple of best pass rushers. And his presence affords the multiplicity of the entire playbook. And just it opens up all these opportunities for Orr that just aren't there when he's playing center field or, God forbid, he's off the field entirely.
He's the ultimate chess piece. He really is. And Ken, you're exactly right. He was playing a lot in the box to begin last year, and then they were giving up so many big plays. So, all right, we'll throw him back at safety for the majority of his snaps, settles down the defense. Then this year, he played 71% of his snaps the first 5 weeks before the Alohi Gilman trade at free safety. Like, since then, it's dropped off a cliff. And you look at all of these different spots in which he's lined up, according to NFL Pro, 204 snaps at free safety, 102 at slot, 112 at linebacker, 69 at edge.
No.
Like, he's playing all over the place. And what you're seeing this year especially, and this, of course, is just indicative of the lack of pass rush that they have gotten, he's on by far and away going to set a career high in terms of pass rush snaps and in blitzes. Yeah. He has 38 this season. His career high is 44. They are blitzing him tremendously, and he's been successful, a pressure rate of 21.1%. But that's kind of been a new wrinkle this year in his game, too.
Just look at the last week. We saw him blitzing. We saw him fake blitzing. We saw him put a chop move on a guard to force a throwaway, looking like a seasoned pass rusher. Oh, and on the double pass, he shot out of a cannon from one side to the other side, helping to force that play from preventing a first down. He basically is, he's everywhere they need him to be, essentially.
Yeah, and especially against some of these teams coming up where there's questions about their ability to push the ball down the field, and there's questions about their ability to create explosives. And I think he'll be blitzing. I think he'll be involved quite a bit.
Yes.
Like, if you think the Browns are going to run their offense through Judkins and short passes, and you know that this quarterback can't push the ball downfield, and we're getting into the weather portion of the season, I would think, and we've seen Kyle Hamilton menace the Browns before.
Yes.
And knock balls to himself and pick it off back when the quarterback wasn't smaller than me.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton towers over Dylan Haber.
Like, I think they would want to get him deployed around him as much as possible. And if it's still Fields after that, I would think you'd want him hunting, spying, containing Justin Fields quite a bit, which would mean he's got to have some free reign to play around behind the line of scrimmage.
Rick, go ahead, Bone.
No, I was going to say, and it's going to also be interesting, not only with Kyle Hamilton, but the defensive line in general. Was that just a one-week thing with all of those knockdowns at the line of scrimmage, or could this continue against these smaller quarterbacks?
Ravens and Browns this Sunday, 4:25 kick, which means Baltimore Game Day on Sense of the pregame show starts at 1 here on The Fan. First hour, me and the Bone, and then Bone, Vinny Sciarrato, and Collins from Mike Preston, the second and third hours. Coming up next, though, Mark Ross, he's from NFL Network. Does he think the Ravens are back? Is he predicting they will win the division? We'll talk Ravens and NFL with Mark Ross from NFL Network next here on The Fan.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.